This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore have embarked on a 45-day rehabilitation program to help them adapt to Earth's gravity after spending 9 months in space. They returned safely to Earth early this morning, splashing down off the coast of Florida aboard SpaceX's Crew 9 capsule. Following their extended stay aboard the International Space Station, the astronauts will now undergo physical reconditioning to counteract the effects of prolonged weightlessness. The rehabilitation is divided into three phases. The first phase starts today, focusing on mobility, flexibility, and muscle strengthening. The second phase incorporates proprioceptive exercises and cardiovascular training, while the third and longest phase prioritizes functional development. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated the entire team of NASA behind the safe return of the Crew 9 mission on Earth. In a social media post, she said that India's daughter Sunita Williams and her fellow astronauts have inspired everyone with their perseverance, dedication, and never-say-die spirit. She added that the historic journey of the astronauts is a tale of determination, teamwork, and extraordinary courage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also congratulated and lauded the efforts of those who worked tirelessly to ensure safe return of the Crew 9 mission on Earth. In a social media post, he said that Sunita Williams and the Crew 9 astronauts have once again shown the world that perseverance truly means. Mr. Modi said that their unwavering determination in the face of the vast unknown will forever inspire millions. Underlining the spirit and efforts of Sunita Williams, Mr. Modi said that she has exemplified this spirit throughout her career. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw has reaffirmed the government's commitment to making Indian Railways a modern, efficient and environmentally sustainable transport system. He said Indian Railways is in a good financial condition and the government is working to further improve it. Replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha on the working of the Ministry of Railways, Mr. Vaishnaw said that passenger fares have not been increased since 2020 in the country and it is very cost-effective in comparison to other countries. The minister said Indian Railways has provided 5 lakh jobs in the last 10 years and the recruitment process is underway for over 1 lakh jobs.
जो 50-60 साल में नहीं हो पाया रिक्रूटमेंट के लिए एनुअल कैलेंडर वो 2024 में स्टार्ट हुआ हर क्वार्टर में एक सिस्टमेटिक तरीके से किस किस कैटेगरी की वैकेंसीज निकलेंगी वो वैकेंसीज निकल रही है और बहुत ही स्मूथली एग्जाम हो रहा है 10 वर्षों में 5 लाख से अधिक लोगों को रेलवे ने रोजगार दिया है और ऑन गोइंग 1 लाख लोगों का रिक्रूटमेंट का प्रोसेस चल रहा है.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, is conducting raids at multiple locations across Jammu today as part of an investigation into cases related to terror funding. The raids are aimed at uncovering networks involved in cross-border activities and curbing infiltration in the region. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today extended his greetings to the Central Reserve Police Force personnel on the CRPF Day. In a social media post, he said that the day marks the occasion when the force was honoured with the President's colour in 1950. Mr. Shah said that its valour and sacrifice have continued to inspire generations of patriots. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, is interrogating RJD President and former Bihar Chief Minister Lalu Prasad in connection with Land for Jobs money laundering case. He reached the ED regional office at Patna this morning with his daughter and Lok Sabha member Meesa Bharati to appear before the investigating officers. Yesterday, former Chief Minister and wife of Lalu Prasad, Rabri Devi, and their elder son Tej Pratap Yadav appeared before the investigation team of the Central Enforcement Agency. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in late morning trade today. Barring IT and FMCG sectors, all major sectors were trading in positive territory. The 30-share BSE Sensex gained 136 points to 75,437 and the NSE Nifty 50 rose 65 points to 22,899 when reports last came in. Earlier, both indices had opened nearly flat today amid mixed global cues. And that is the end of this news bulletin.